This is Dishing It Up with Jan D'Autry.
Well, just up the street on Pinnacle Peak Road is another fantastic spot to dine. It's Rhythm and Wine Modern Bistro and Wine Market. Now, the restaurant's been closed since last March due to COVID, but they've just reopened with a whole new concept, and we have Terry Craig on the line. He and his wife, Laura, are the owners. Terry, do you ever sleep?
Between 4:30 and 5:30 in the morning, typically.
Every other week.
Exactly.
We had Terry on a couple of weeks ago to talk about the three locations of Jalapeno Inferno, and now Rhythm and Wine Modern Bistro is open. Tell us all about it, Terry.
You know, we opened 10 years ago with this rock and roll themed wine bar. I have a passion for rock and roll music. My wife and I love wine and, you know, have a passion for that. We kind of dialed it back a little bit on the corny 70s look and made it a little more sophisticated. We did have to close down for COVID, you know, with everything else that's going on. It's a small, tiny dining room. And by the time you social distance, there's not a lot of seats left. But it's patio weather's back and we're ready to jump back into it. We got a new chef, a new menu, a new wine list. And, you know, we're painted the walls a little bit and we're ready to go.
Oh, that sounds so great. Now, you were talking about the rock and roll theme. Do I understand that you were a former radio DJ?
Yeah, 1,000 years ago in Wichita, Kansas, KMUW. It was a fun time. I got to play whatever I wanted, no format, and just let the guy go and play his music.
It was
4:30 in the morning. Other than that, it was fun, though.
That's right. Let's hear your radio voice.
KMUW-FM, Wichita. Oh.
There you go. But Terry, you...
KTAR-FM.
There you go. But you and your wife, Laura, you guys have been in the hospitality business for decades. You're kind of the old school chef, and Laura running the front of the house, which is the dining room and the wine service. What's the one thing, Terry, that's never changed about hospitality, even during these strange COVID times?
You know, that's a great question, Jan. I wish I got that asked more often, but I was trained 1,000 years ago by a local Phoenix company. You know, it's really all about the food. It's just that simple. And it doesn't matter if it's chicken pot pie or Chateaubriand carved table side or caviar, you know, just do it right, do it well, execute it, try to do the best. You know, it's hard to execute day in and day out, that becomes the challenge. But it's usually all about the food. And of course, nowadays you need a sanitary, clean environment, which is always the case. It's a little heightened sense of awareness on that. And the service needs to be, it doesn't need to be formal and stuffy. It just needs to be, you know, good.
And not just once a week. It needs to be good every minute of every day that you are open. And it is a challenge. It really, really is. Well, let's talk about the food. What are some of the favorites on your menu right now?
Well, we're trying to do this at the top of the menu. It says, you know, traditional comfort meets traditional Italian. So Italian food sells really well. My whole neighborhood's full of Italian restaurants, and we sell, if you run a product mix, we sell a ton of bolognese. We sell a ton of chicken parmesan. We sell a ton of chicken marsala. So we went with that. We want to do what the guest likes, but yet we also wanted to do some, you know, fish and chips and chicken pot pie, short ribs, meatloaf, and between, you know, so the menu's half and half, basically, traditional Italian and old school Kansas comfort food.
Sounds like a really fun place to be. And you actually pair your food with a global wine list. So you've taken the wine very seriously in this concept, haven't you?
Yes, not pretentious, not everything, you know, $800 a bottle or anything like that, but well-rounded list from all over Sonoma, Napa, Italy, Central California. We try to keep the price down, do a lot of wines by the glass, and just have fun with it. You know, we think our job is kind of be teaching the guest a little bit more about wine. If they want to learn, if they don't, and they just want a happy hour glass of wine, that's fine, too. We can do both.
I like that. No pressure. And you've got pizzas, too, right?
Yeah, we have our own, I call it garlic schmear. That's my secret ingredient. We kind of smear on the crust first, and we make our dough from scratch. We have a little funky cheese blend that we do that is a top secret. But, yeah, the pizzas are good.
Oh, that's neat. We're talking with Terry Craig with Rhythm and Wine, Modern Bistro and Wine Market. Terry, you're up on Pinnacle Peak Road. Where are you located?
Miller, you get off the freeway at Hayden on the 101 and you go north and it kind of turns into Miller Road, but it's the corner of Miller Road and Pinnacle Peak.
Very good. How did re-grand opening go?
It's going great. You know, yeah. We have a lot of great neighborhood customers that are just knocking on the door the whole time during the COVID closure saying, when are you going to open again? You know, and we opened and we've seen all the regulars, and it's kind of old home week, but we're ready to welcome new guests and try to, you know, tweak the concept a little bit. And we're looking for to make some new friends. Let's put it that way.
Well, Terry, best of luck to you and Laura. I know you guys are the hardest working people in the restaurant business with all of your concepts, but Rhythm and Wine sounds really fun. And I happen to know that your neighborhood up there is a very loyal, faithful neighborhood. They love to dine out and enjoy good food. So best of luck to you, Terry.
Thank you, Jan. Great talking with you.
You want to ring us out with your radio voice?
Not really, but
okay.
I will if you want me to.
Go for it.
That's your job. KTAR FM 92.3 FM.
Wow. Okay, you got the job. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, it was the first and only winery and restaurant under one roof in the Midwest, and it won the Hot Concept Award. And now Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurant has made its way out west and decided Scottsdale was a great place to expand. And joining us now, Jeremy Woodruff. He's the GM of Cooper's Hawk. Hi, Jeremy. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing really good, Jeremy. There is a lot to talk about with Cooper's Hawk. You just had your grand opening. Tell us about the concept.
So our concept is a lifestyle brand centered around wine and focused on creating memorable moments.
Nice.
Our concept is a fusion of familiar elements. It's a modern casual restaurant, Napa-style tasting room, and we do have artisanal retail available. We also have a sizable dining room, a patio, a tasting room, a bar, and a private dining room. So there's many different elements to kind of what we bring to the restaurant business.
Wow, it sounds like there is a lot to enjoy. What is a Napa-style tasting room? Tell me about that.
So our Napa-style tasting room is a large room that's in the front of our buildings. It is similar to what you would find out in like Napa Country or Sonoma. So basically, it is where our guests come and conduct wine tastings. We have a tasting room attendant that gives them an 8-sample tour of our wine. And it's kind of a guided tour where you can get different flavors if you don't really know what you like to drink. We try to open that door to different wines to, I guess, expand your palate.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really fun. And you've got a wine club as well, right? How does that work?
Yes, we do. We have we're home of the country's largest wine club with just over 430,000 members.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it's
wow.
A very, very, very large wine club.
That's amazing.
So the members receive 1 to 2 bottles each month. And then we do have member-exclusive events. But with COVID going on, we've been taking our events more to a virtual stand.
Yeah.
So we host events with we've hosted events with Richard Blaze, Viviani. We do have a virtual event coming down in December, which is called Wrapping with Wines, which is just to learn unique ways to wrap your wine bottle gifts with our master sommelier, Emily Wines.
I can't believe that your sommelier's name is Emily Wines. Now, that was destiny for her, right?
Yeah,
my
definitely.
Goodness, that's so funny. And you know what, Jeremy, we got to brag on your executive chef, Matt McMillan, because he is something else. He's an award-winning chef. Tell us about the menu that he's put together for you.
So our menu, we build all of our menu items to pair well with our wines, and each dish actually features a perfect wine pairing option. Some of our Cooper's Hawk favorites are our Mexican Drunken Shrimp, which is bacon-wrapped shrimp and tequila lime butter. It's been a staple on our menu for a long time and was created by our area culinary manager, who is still with the company today. One of our top best-selling appetizers is our crispy Brussels sprouts, which has cashews, mint, sweet Thai chili, sesame sriracha aioli, It's absolutely delicious.
Mm.
One of the pastas that we pride ourselves on is our gnocchi carbonara. It's pancetta, chicken, sage, peas, Parmesan garlic cream sauce. Yeah, and the best thing about it is we work with the Ramazzi family in Illinois, who supplies us with all our hand-rolled ricotta gnocchi.
Oh, my goodness. It's so authentic. And did I read correctly that you have your own winery in Illinois and produce about 700,000 cases of wine each year?
That is very true. We our winery is located in Woodridge, Illinois. So we do have a very large facility that helps us provide wine to all of our wine club members and then, of course, our guests.
Sounds like a great place to visit. Now, Jeremy, a Cooper's Hawk is an actual hawk, I think, right? A really pretty one, in fact. Why is the winery and the restaurant named after a Cooper's Hawk?
Well, our CEO and founder, Tim McHenry, the hawk is actually, the Cooper's Hawk is actually a bird in Illinois. So that was where partial the name came from.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Cooper is a person who builds wine barrels. So the name together with wine and then a bird from Illinois, it just made sense to our name and our brand at the time.
I love that. We're talking with Jeremy with Cooper's Hawk, and it is located at 7361 East Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard in Scottsdale. Jeremy, best of luck to you. I can't wait to go there and enjoy the Napa-style tasting room for sure. Thank you. You have a great day.
You have a great day also.
Thank you. And for more information, everyone, you can visit chwinery.com. Well, that's our show for this week. If you missed any part of it, all you have to do is go to ktar.com, click on podcast, scroll right down to the Dishing It Up show page, and all the info is right there. For my perfect chicken soup recipe and video, go to jandiatri.com. That's jandatri.com. And it's on my Facebook page as well. Have a great week. We'll see you right back here next Saturday when we dish it up all over again. Bye.